With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, says the management of global stability can be blamed to a large degree on the failures of the Biden administration. McGinnis tells the Salem Radio Network, in addition to trying to revive the 2015 nuclear deal, Biden also had been willing to deal with Iran on another matter.
Paying off for the release of a handful of hostages with $6 billion, funneled from where it was being held hostage in Korea, South Korea, to the Qataris, and then eventually into the hands of the Ayatollah in Tehran.
McGinnis adds post-World War II and the collapse of the former Soviet Union in 1991 saw the creation of a coalition of the West and a new world order. Also at SRNnews.com, employers added 199,000 jobs last month. The unemployment rate fell 0.2% to 3.7%. Last month's job gain received a bump by the return of some 40,000 auto workers and actors who were not at work in October due to strikes, but were back on the job in November. Moody's chief economist Mark Zandi says there are different ways to assess the November report.
Unemployment's not so low that, I think businesses are having to scramble and jack up wages to attract workers, which would be inflationary. And, of course, the Federal Reserve would respond to that by raising rates. So we're not seeing that. You know, the other really good thing that's happening, and it's really helping quite a bit, is we're seeing a lot of new people come into the labor market. So-called labor supply is very strong.
President Biden and Ukraine President Zelensky have a meeting scheduled at the White House Tuesday as the administration steps up pressure on Congress to provide billions more in aid to Kyiv in its war with Russia. This is SRN News. Men seem to be in the lead in the peloton of women's cycling.
Both the gold and the silver medals at the single speed competition of this month's Illinois State Cyclocross Championship went to men. Cycling federations have been especially welcoming to transgender athletes. As a result, men are beginning to dominate women's races. Legendary tennis champion Martina Navratilova doesn't like it, delivering an ex-post that reads, quote, "More mediocre males taking podium places from female athletes." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Muslims and Buddhists in Southeast Asia are much more worried about Islamic extremists than the growth of Christianity. That's according to a Pew Research Center study that examined religious attitudes in Malaysia, Thailand, Indonesia, Sri Lanka, Singapore, and Cambodia. Still, large percentages of Muslims and Buddhists do see Christians in their countries as a threat to their culture. This is SRN News. To mark the first night of Hanukkah this past Thursday, French President Macron invited the nation's chief rabbi to his residence for a candle lighting ceremony. A firestorm of criticism has followed, as BBC's Warren Bull tells us.
When video footage of the Hanukkah ceremony appeared, it provoked criticism across the political spectrum in France. The right-wing mayor of Cannes, David Linard, said it was a clear breach of secularism, which was put into French law in 1905. Meanwhile, Jonathan Arfi, who heads the Representative Council of French Jewish Institutions, said it should not be allowed to happen again. He said French Jews had always considered that the secularism law, which ended state involvement in religion, also protected freedom of faith.
Conservative economist Javier Milei has been sworn in as Argentina's president and immediately moved to prepare the public for a painful shock adjustment with drastic public spending cuts. More at SRNnews.com.